Yep. So I call to order at, I don't even know what time it is, 6:08, a special work session of the Otter Rock Water Board on January 14th, 2022. And the purpose of this meeting is to approve two resolutions to move forward on the FEMA grant that we all want and desire to have submitted by the end of January, specifically the 29th.
We should announce too, at least who is present, so we know we have a quorum.
Yes. Beth?
I'm here.
Dick?
I'm here.
Lisa, I'm here.
Okay.
And we have in attendance Patty and Stan Hart and the Mullins, I believe.
Yes. Okay, great.
Do you want me just to start reading the resolution?
Yeah, why don't you?
Okay. Well, the first one is designation of agents, resolution 2022-13. Be it resolved, the Board of Commissioners of the Otter Rock Water District, that Lisa Hall, Board Vice President, is hereby authorized to execute for and behalf of the Otter Rock Water District, a public entity established under the laws of Oregon, all required forms and documents for the purpose of obtaining financial assistance for the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, or the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program post-fire, or the Building Resilience Infrastructure and Communities Program under the Disaster Recovery Reform Act of 2018, or the Flood Mitigation Assistance Program as it pertains to federal mitigation grant programs indicated below. We are going for the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, I do believe. Passed and approved on this day, 14th day of January, 2022. And certification is I, Beth Elliker, duly appointed and board secretary of Otter Rock Water District, do by here certify that this is above and true correct copy of a resolution passed and approved by the Board of Commissioners of Otter Rock Water District on the 14th day of January 22nd, 2022. Do we have any comments or questions?
I had a little trouble hearing the whole thing, but I assume that you will email it to us.
It has been emailed, but it is, it was the form that we were given to fill out and sign. So it's pretty standard.
Oh, okay.
It's required by to apply for the FEMA grant.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it basically says that we want to go for this grant and we authorize that we're going to go for this grant. And
well, and Lisa has to sign everything.
Exactly. Okay. And I have to sign everything.
All right, good.
Did someone does that
take a motion?
Yes.
It does.
I would like to make the motion that we go forward.
Okay, so you're making a motion that we adopt resolution 2022-14, authorizing our Vice President Lisa Hall to be the signator. I can quote some of the stuff off the thing to execute for and in behalf of Otter Rock Water District for obtaining financial assistance.
And it's 13, Beth.
13. Yeah, got ahead of myself.
Sounds good. I hope it works.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
Okay. I call for a vote. Beth?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
And I vote yes. the resolution passes, and I will sign this and get this off to Civil West. Okay. And Beth was so kind to read the documents that Tim's from Civil West started sending us. And we need to have a drug-free workplace resolution as a policy in order to apply for this FEMA federal grant.
Right. So I came up, Dick, you probably haven't seen that yet because I realized that today and sent out an email with a resolution and a fairly simple drug-free workplace policy that we could adopt. And because I was inspired to do that, since one of the things that Lisa needs to sign that we turn in says that we have such a thing. So I thought we should do that.
I agree.
And it basically says that we'll be a drug-free workplace. And one of the things we're signing is that if anyone of our employees, which I'll create a thing for a signature so people can sign that they've read it, which we might want to do for the whole board since we're kind of volunteer employees. Anyway, if someone is convicted, they have to report to us within a certain time length. And if any of us are involved in that, we also are required to report to the federal government somewhere.
Understood.
So that's it in a nutshell. Do you want to read the resolution?
Sure. And I'll try to speak louder. This is about resolution 2022-14, a resolution of the Otter Rock District adopting a drug-free workplace policy. Whereas Otter Rock Water District is a properly formed domestic water supply district created under ORS Chapter 264. And whereas Otter Rock Water District is applying for federal grant monies through FEMA Mitigation Grant Program. And whereas receipts of federal funds requires a drug-free workplace policy. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Otter Rock Water District adopts the Otter Rock Water District drug-free policy as attached and incorporated herein as Exhibit A. Adopted by Otter Rock Water Board this 14th day of January, 2022.
That's plain enough, and I would move adoption of that.
I'll second.
That's how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I do Dick? Too. Yes.
Okay, I vote yes too. So resolution 2022-14 passes.
Great. Okay. We'll get some signatures on those, and the one needs to be submitted to Civil West for them to include. So that should do it.
Okay. Is there anything else that we want to discuss tonight?
I had a question. Dana has been working with Highland quite a bit. And one of us probably ought to step in and continue that relationship. And I'm just wondering what everybody thinks about that.
Right. I was kind of hoping maybe you would, Dick. You were going to call them about the latest invoice we got from them, correct?
Yes. And if you gals, I mean, if one of you wants to assume that position, that's fine. But if you don't, I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I'd be happy to have you do that.
Well, that would make two happy people.
Right.
And three.
And right. Three.
And we do need to work with them on communicating a little better on what the status of everything is and where they've been going. And
okay, I will contact them over the weekend via email and indicate that this is the change, that I'll be the person that they stay in touch with for everything, and in turn pass that on to the board. And haven't heard yet back on the breakdown of the invoice, but I'm sure they'll do that, because we can't really pay that until we can properly spread those allocations.
Right.
And they know that. So far they've done a pretty darn good job, I think.
Right. Just a little bit need to work on our communication and getting information from them. Like, we know that they installed that new service on 3rd Street, but we don't know if the water's on and ready to be on yet or not. So we don't know whether, are we supposed to start charging that customer or not?
Okay. I'll contact them, for sure by Monday.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I would like to know when they're going to finish what they started in my yard, because, you know, they just put plywood over it with cones, and I'm just curious. Yeah, the holes right. are 2 feet deep, so, you know, it's kind of a, even though they covered it, you know, if some.
Right, well, hopefully they're not, you know, they're planning on being back somewhat soon, but that was all for.
Lisa, can you give me your address?
Yeah, it's 6740 Gladys.
Okay.
That's all preparation for putting in some meters.
Meters.
Which is good. We want them. I've been anxious about them getting that started.
I agree. I just don't want some, you know, tourist kid, you know, oh, let's just explore. And then, you know, they come and sue me because, you know, we have a big hole in the right of way. It's not my
yard. Well, that is in the right of way. Yes, probably. So,
yeah. So they sue out of rock.
Right.
Okay. The request that I made at the December meeting, they followed up on real well. And the owner of the house at number 90 3rd Street is happy, relatively happy about their communication. So,
good. That's great.
All right.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything more.
Does the community have anything to say before we adjourn?
No, just I love these short meetings. Let's do more of them.
Amen.
Hey, guys. This is Janice. Hey, I just want to thank you guys and thank you, Lisa, for your expertise and taking charge of this thing. You guys have a good night.
Thank you. Same to you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And thank you guys for always showing up. I really, really appreciate the fact that we don't have these meetings, you know, in silence.
Yeah, I wish more people would tune in. We're trying to get them there.
Good.
Okay. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. Good night, everybody.
Okay, good night. I'm going to stop recording.
Okay, is the meeting adjourned?
The meeting is adjourned at, I don't know.
6:22.
Yes! Awesome! Mm-hmm. Fastest meeting ever. Cool.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. Bye.